This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now we're going to go from the digital world, which, you know, I'm here in the radio world, and now we're going to head to the TV world. I get so few opportunities to deal with the TV peoples. But joining me tonight for the first time is a young lady that I met at the NRA meetup. Her name is Jessica Nyberg. Good evening, ma'am.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, most assuredly. Tell me a little bit about what you did when you were on the Sportsman's Channel. What was the name of the show? Tell everybody about that, because I'm presuming they can still come and go find those episodes and check you out.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be able to find some of the episodes on their website, but I've also posted a few on my YouTube channel, little snippets of it here and there, and some of our funny outtakes at the end. Everybody loves bloopers, right?
Right.
But I was on Sportsman's Channel for four seasons, and the show was called Handguns and Defensive Weapons. We mainly did things, you know, we did gun reviews, product reviews, did some competition, you know, type style of shooting, just had a lot of fun with each other and kind of gave, you know, each other some crap every now and then. And it was, us three were pretty competitive with each other. So I had a lot of fun doing that, and, you know, hope to get back on and do some more television stuff.
Yes. As we speak, Jessica is working on that right now, but let's talk a little bit about, guns on TV, if we can. I'm not aware of, I know of two. I know of yours, and I know about another one that we talked about earlier today that I'm not at this moment prepared to give props to. But, you know, how prevalent is gun-friendly television out there nowadays? Definitely, you know, you don't see any of it on the major networks, but there are channels that actually carry plenty of that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you mean just like how, I mean, obviously, like, you're going to only find the gun-friendly stuff on Sportsman's Channel and Outdoor Channel. But I guess what are you trying to,
I mean, it's not as rare a thing as most people might come to think it might be, is it?
No, it's really not. That goes back to the education that I think there is a lack of on people when it comes to that. You know, there's a lot of good gun channels out there and a lot of really good educational shows that, you know, I even still watch and still learn from on a daily basis. So it was really fun to be on that side of it as well.
Now, from the standpoint, you're up there where Genesis is. You're up there in Minnesota, right? Do you carry a gun?
I do. I always have a gun on me.
And what is your particular favorite sort of firearm to carry upon you?
Honestly, I carry my Springfield XDS 9mm more often than any other gun that I have. I like the extended mag on it. I love that it's kind of a no-brainer gun for me. You know,
right.
But I have to use it in a situation. I don't have to fumble with the safety because the safety's already in the back strap. You know, and it fits perfectly in my hand. It's slim enough, yet it holds enough rounds. It's just, it's an all around, I think, a great gun for people to carry.
I carry a lot of times. I carry the M&P Shield, so I'm not against one of those little slim single stacks. Although I have taken mine and jacked it up to 10 rounds in the magazine.
Well, and that's the great thing about the Springfield. And if usually people that like Springfield, like the XPS, like the Shield. I like the Shield as well.
Right.
Yeah, I think they make a great product.
I was sort of underwhelmed when Glock came out with the 43.
You were underwhelmed.
I was underwhelmed with it. Well, because first of all, you know, Springfield and Smith had been on the scene for a while. Right, and both of those guns are very viable carry guns. And then they come out with this Glock. And, you know, you're looking at the price of it, and it seems to be the same price in a lot of cases as the Gen 3 Glocks were.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can buy the M&P Shield for like $360 because of the kind of gun it is. And I just don't think that the Glock 43 is that much of a better gun to spend $540 on it versus the M&P Shield.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of how I felt with the Springfield, because that's about as much as the Glock 43. It's just the difference. And don't get me wrong, like I like Glocks. It's just for me that when I buy the Springfield, you get a lot that goes with it. With the Glock, you just get the box and the gun. And for Springfield, you know, you get all sorts. You can change out the grips, and you know they've got lifetime warranties on the thing, and they're a good company.
Yeah, I just wasn't like I said, I was underwhelmed by.
I'm surprised you don't carry like a 1911 or something. You know,
I have them, and I have carried them, and right now my primary gun that I carry is a. By a gun company that I think I have the only two examples of these guns that they've got. They're prototypes by a company called Ace Firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Glock clones, except they have all the hallmarks of the really high dollar custom Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them and ran them in Camden, Tennessee for 2 days in the worst conditions known to man, dry and dusty and hot and all this other stuff, and they didn't hiccup not once.
Still function.
So I'm carrying the Glock 19 size, and I carry it with a specially made holster because I like to have lights on my guns because, you know, guns not big enough as it is. I need to put a flashlight on it, maybe some other doodads, bottle opener, some other stuff. I don't know exactly what it's going to be.
Oh, you've got to have a bottle opener.
Yeah, got to have a bottle opener. So,
yeah.
Thankfully, Ace Firearms was kind enough to make me a couple of custom holsters that works with both of these guns, and they function just as well as the guns did in Camden. So that's about as big as I go.
Yeah.
Back in my younger days when I was your age and closer to your size, I carried a Smith & Wesson 4506, which was about the same size as trying to conceal a box of Wheaties.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was back in the day.
No clothes are going to conceal that thing.
Well, I could conceal it, but only one way. Back when I was a kid, they did not diagnose scoliosis the way they do nowadays in young children. So I have a dip in my back big enough to hide a Mossberg, 500 shotgun back there. So I can conceal just about any handgun in the small of the back.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I have to ask you, because we're talking about concealed carry, and I'm curious, but
sure.
Okay. Have you shot the Taurus Spectrum?
I have not. That gun interests me because if it is a safe gun to carry, it is the right kind of gun for actual pocket carry. I looked at one. I saw one in the case the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What caliber is it?
What caliber is the?
Is the Spectrum?
Isn't it
I tell you what, let's pick this up on the other side. You got me interested in conversations now, and I forgot to watch the clock, so that's a bad one on me. Demerit for the host. We'll be right back. My guest is from the Sportsman Channel, Jessica Nyberg. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Swear to God, every time I hear that bump, the first thing I'm thinking is, what was I thinking when I picked that one to be in the circle? I apologize for that one. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Jessica Nyberg from the Sportsman's Channel. And in addition to that, you're also a writer. You run around doing all kinds of stuff. But I know you're going back to TV. I have no doubt about that. But you were asking me about the Taurus Spectrum, yeah?
Yes. I'm very intrigued by this gun because ever since I saw it at SHOT Show and I got to, you know, touch it and feel it and play with it, I've never been able to shoot one. I still can't find one. That was my biggest pet peeve. They were supposed to send me one, and I'm still waiting, but you caught me off guard when you were talking to me about the caliber, because I know it's a 380. I don't know if it comes in 9, but I'm really curious, because this gun would be, like you said before, Bright, it's the perfect pocket pistol if it shoots how I think it's supposed to shoot in my mind. Now, I have to get one in my hands and shoot it before I would.
I've seen one in the wild. Now, the only problem I would have with it, and I don't know how big your hands are. In my hand, I've got about 2 fingers that are going to hang off of it. So that means I'm actually going to have 1 finger gripping it in my support hand or in my trigger hand. And for me, it's just maybe a little too small, perhaps. It is definitely purely a self-defense weapon.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing that I liked about it, as I have what people like to call is, piano finger hands, but I have they're not like man hands by any means, but I have bigger, like longer fingers. I like to be able to have my hand completely on a firearm if I'm going to use it. I'm like, I don't need a pinky hanging off. That makes me feel really uncomfortable. And this wasn't bad. And that's why I really wanted to get one in my hands and shoot it, because I'm like, I could promote the heck out of this thing and write an article on it, do something, because I really wanted to know how the trigger pull was, if it was smooth. I've heard it's, the heavier, it's between 7 and 9 pounds, but, for females, something like this, if the recoil is minimal, like they say it is, ideally would be a perfect gun for a smaller female or any female to carry.
Well, I mean, for those of you that haven't seen the gun, the thing about the Spectrum is it is basically a rounded off pistol. There's no straight edges. Which will make it easier to conceal. It'll make it easier to draw. And if it shoots the way it is designed, which, have you ever noticed that there's 2 companies that actually are innovative in design, but nobody really buys any of their stuff for the most. Well, they buy their stuff, but it's not like they end up on the cover of Recoil every. And I'm talking about Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the other name.
High Point.
What was it again?
I said High Point.
Not High Point. High Point, I know. High Point is actually, there's a lot of people swear by High Point. Some of their carbines are. I see a lot of people using their carbines.
Shot the High Point carbine. It wasn't terrible.
What's the company down in Florida that makes all the bullpup pistols, and they make the little sub 2000 Kel-Tec?
Kel-Tec. Oh, yep. As soon as you said sub 2000, I have a Kel-Tec PMR-30. I love that thing.
Well, see, but I mean, Kel-Tec and Taurus seem to be the 2 biggest companies that try to get away from the traditional form factor.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, nobody really adopts any of the stuff they use. Until, like with Taurus, Taurus has had a couple of close calls. They've had all of their revolvers I know of have been fairly well looked at. They tried something with the 24/7, but now I think the Spectrum is probably the biggest thing to come out of them in quite some time. And I know a lot of people are looking at that with some sort of expectation.
Well, and the problem is if it's not available, for people to buy, that was my biggest pet peeve with them when I talked to them at SHOT Show. And they promised and swore up and down that this thing would be available. And I got really excited because this is something that, being a firearms instructor, I could put this in a female's hand and have them shoot it, because most females have smaller hands. And they don't want to carry around a bigger gun. They want something smaller. And some of those smaller, cute guns are, they kick you like a mule. They're just not, they're not accurate. So, and the cool thing about the Spectrum, too, I know you and I have talked about this before, I'm not a huge fan of pink guns and all that stuff, but the colors that they offer on this gun I actually really liked. They have one that's like a Tiffany blue, and I have to admit, I would buy that in a heartbeat. I just want to shoot it first.
I've seen a couple of examples down here.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in South Carolina, which I know does you exactly zero good. But, I mean, that's the first, and I only saw them yesterday. That's the first time I've seen them out in the wild yesterday. So maybe they're coming into the supply chain. I don't know.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I don't know. So maybe they'll get you the one that you're supposed to get and write about anyway. I'd be curious to see how that goes because I've owned Taurus pistols. I had back when we switched over from the 1911 to the Beretta when I was in the military in the mid-80s. You could not buy a Beretta. You couldn't find a Beretta anywhere. The closest thing to it was the Taurus PT-99, which looked a whole lot like a Beretta. And so I got one of those. And that gun never, ever gave me any trouble in Europe until I got here. And then when I finally got out of the service, then the underlug sheared off. And I had it by that time for about 3 or 4 years. And I sent it to Taurus, and they fixed it for free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're really good about that. They stand behind the product, that's for sure.
Yep. So that part of it has always with Taurus, I know that they're looking to get back in that hunt and back in that game, and I hope they do because they're the only ones been doing anything innovative. They and Kel-Tec. And now everybody else, of course, has more sales than they do because they have more adopted designs.
When I get mine, I'll just come vacation down there.
Come vacation down here, and we'll shoot the Spectrum. Or maybe I'll watch you shoot the Spectrum because it may be too.
I'm going to shoot the Spectrum.
I'll be shooting. That's right. That's okay. As I was saying, I'll be shooting the Spectrum while you correct me on my stance and everything else and all that other good stuff.
I'm still do just fine. Just don't hold the gun sideways.
Roger that. That's right. None of that thug stuff. Tell everybody where they can find the stuff that you write and everything. Where do they find that stuff?
I'm currently writing and doing things for Ammo Land. Actually, I'm writing about the gun culture on Instagram, which has been really fun for me to research and do. I have some articles in Handguns Magazine. I've done writing and videos for Browning as well.
We'll get into that when we get back. We're about to run out of time on that part of it. So we'll be right back. My guest is Jessica Nyberg. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke to another possible 3 Supreme Court nominees, bringing the total to 7. One of those confirmed was Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Earlier today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders talked about what the president is looking for in a Supreme Court nominee.
The main thing the president is looking for are people that fit the qualifications that you would want in a Supreme Court justice. Tremendous intellect, someone who will stick to upholding the Constitution.
With all the protests going on over President Trump's border policies, one of the unintended consequences is ICE is taking a lot of flack. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is with Frederick County, Maryland. He says ICE is doing a great job.
The president is right on the mark on this to say, listen, ICE is here to stay. They've got a mission. They're great men and women that do a job that's very dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Jessica Nyberg from the Sportsman's Channel, and this is the same Jessica that I've been talking about with Project Jessica. And that's because Jessica is going to be getting some Boyd's gun stocks. And I asked her today, I said, what are these going to go on? And she was telling me what they're going on. And I got to admit to you, well, the shotgun I'd heard of. I'd never heard of the rifle you were putting it on.
You've never heard of the rifle?
Well, not the one you told me you were putting it on.
The TKT-3?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
You just rattled that off like, what have you been missing, Bill? What rock you been living under? Tell me about that rifle.
You know what? It'd be easier if you came to visit me and shoot all my guns, because if I tried to bring all my guns to you to shoot,
yeah.
I don't think I would make it.
too much on the baggage, overweight there? Is that what
I'd have to rent like a van and drive down or something.
So with the Boyd's gun stocks, you're getting an at-one stock, and what's the other stock you're going to get with it?
Correct. I am getting the one for my Remington 870, it's the American Plainsman. It's for the 20-gauge.
Right.
Yep. So I'm actually very excited and intrigued by their stocks as well. I saw them at NRA, you know, talk to them, really, really got to talk to them and get to know. And Richard's outstanding. You know, he's the one I've been talking to. But
right.
I'm more excited to get this at one on my rifle than anything, because I'm just between the adjustment and the recoil pad, I can't wait to try it out. Like, it's hard to explain because it's one of those things you just have to shoot. You have to be able to feel it.
Right.
And so I think that's something that you and I are going to have to talk about again, because once I shoot it, get it going and really be able to give it the good old Jessica test, I can tell you exactly how much I'm probably going to love this thing. So,
Now, with the Jessica test, how brutal is the Jessica test?
Oh, it's brutal.
Is it brutal?
I get down. I get dirty. I get rough. I run my, I'll shoot rain, mud. I mean, we got enough snow up here to last us 8 months out of the year, but.
Sure.
You know, I really like to test my guns. I really like to push them. You know, it, to me, that's why I shoot. That's why I hunt. That's why I do what I do is just because of running the tests on these guns. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I haven't broke a gun yet, so doing pretty good for myself.
Or maybe you just need to amp up the whole tough thing. When you're looking at those stocks, I mean, the Boyd's display is very impressive.
Yeah.
Do you take into account all the R&D that went into all those shapes?
Yep.
I mean, you've been around this a while. You've been in hunting a while. When you look at all the different shapes they've come up with and everything, how much testing does that actually take to arrive at a stock that's going to work for somebody with, you know, of this stature or that stature, or that adjusts so many different ways, or is made of this material that's going to be, you know, still around in 1,000 years, that kind of stuff. How much R&D goes into that? How much, when you look at a Boyd's gun stock, how much are you thinking, wow? Thankfully, I didn't have to wait through all that stuff to get to this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I look at it, I'm just like, crap, like, I need one. I need to shoot it. I need to test it out. And to be honest with you, I'm going to know if I like this thing and if it's going to work for me within the first few shots.
Right.
That right there is just, I mean, that's going to sum it up for me. If I have to shoot, and I'm like, and then I have to shoot more and I'm still like, oh, I don't know, then it's just not the one for me. But this, and just after talking with Richard and really, really, you know, picking them up and feeling them and all that stuff at the NRA show, I got excited about it. And it takes a lot to get me excited. And the fact that he's sending me one and I actually get to test it out, I have a really good feeling that this is going to end up on a lot of my guns.
Yeah. With the At-One stock, okay, which I have a little experience with the At-One stock.
You have one.
I do have one. I have one. I've had two.
Two?
Dose. But with that one, like for the gun I have it for, the Scout Rifle, I happen to think that is the perfect stock for the Scout Rifle. But a couple of things that are really interesting about it, like if you've got the gun up and off target, right, for some reason, It is only when you get down to where you're actually aiming at something that all of a sudden everything goes from feeling, oh, this is sort of feeling sort of square and this feels sort of uncomfortable. All of a sudden when you get to that point where you're actually point of aim and you're in the posture, everything just becomes organic.
Yeah, it kind of falls into place.
Just kind of falls into place at that point. And with the, you know, with the At-One, with the adjustable comb or rake or whatever they call that thing and the length of pull and everything, that's just you dialing it in. Is it the comb?
It's a comb.
It's not a rake?
It's not a rake. It's a comb. A rake is
Boyd's,
like a large comb.
Boyd's gun stock At-One custom stock with the adjustable rake.
You maybe have a new thing going there.
Yeah.
No, just a comb.
Just a comb. So, yeah, for people like me who don't have any hair, we can call it a rake. So, anyway, that's me and Richard that she's referring to is Richard Hofarth. And when we're standing beside each other, his father actually confused me with him in a picture.
You guys definitely look like brothers. That's
fair. Yeah. So, anyway. I look forward to hearing about the Jessica project because you probably have more opportunity to hurt them.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of shooting that this is a new discipline for me. This is a new discipline for me. I've always been a black rifle kind of guy. So getting into the new discipline. And one of the guys that I get to train with on the Scout, I'm sure despite your age, you know who Jeff Cooper is, right?
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When Jeff Cooper came up with the idea of the Scout Rifle, he connected with a guy who started making all of his Rhodesian slings because he wanted, you know, he was very heavily influenced by things he'd seen in South Africa. So he wanted a sling for the scout rifle that was specially designed. The guy that designed his slings is in North Carolina, and he is a scout rifle devotee, and he's going to school me in the ways of the scout. I've already got one of his slings already.
Oh, fancy.
So Andy's, I think he calls himself Andy's Leathers, Andy Langlois. Nothing like calling. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Langlois, please? I get that a lot, Bill. It's Langlois. Thank you so much. Okay, all right. Is it you, Andy? Can I just call you Andy? That kind of thing. So,
right.
I look forward to hearing about the Jessica project when you get those. Now, I guess with the shotgun, what do you hunt with a shotgun?
What do I hunt with a shotgun?
Yes, ma'am. What do you go after with your shotgun?
The better question is, what do I not hunt with a shotgun, I guess.
Okay. So, like yaks and elephants and stuff like that.
Yaks. We don't have any yaks in Minnesota, but...
I was wondering about that, you know.
So. If we did and I could hunt one with a shotgun, I would be there.
Okay.
I shoot everything with a shotgun. I mean, I grouse hunt, I pheasant hunt, I duck, goose. You can even hunt deer out here with a shotgun in certain areas.
The shotgun stocks, I think, are relatively new. Is yours a semi-auto or a pump?
It's a pump.
It's a pump. So you'll be getting that. Yeah, I'm going to do my own 870 project myself. But you hang on for me. We've been talking into the break again one more time. Let me pull out of here. We'll be right back. My guest is Jessica Nyberg. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Jessica Nyberg of the Sportsman's Channel. She has been there before. She is going back. And I'm not really at liberty to tell you when, where, or how. But interestingly enough, I've never gotten to speak with anybody about this before. Now, women and guns, Jessica, that's the hottest topic. It's the biggest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States. What is it like to be women and guns and on TV? What kind of misconceptions are there out there that you have to negotiate around?
Oof, it's tough. Honestly, it was a challenge, and I feel like I constantly now I have to prove myself more. The misconception of me is when I show up somewhere that I'm just some gun bunny there to hold it and stand in a bikini, when it's the complete opposite. You know, I'm there to kick ass and take names and.
And stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Lost words there for a minute. Trying to be a little.
Well, I mean, in now on TV and everything, I've seen whole companies get out there and make their ad campaign basically pinups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that with the car industry. I've seen that with the motorcycle industry. I've seen it with just about every industry that sort of caters to males. But I've never seen, like, in the muscle car industry, I never saw the women take over the buying more muscle cars than the guys were and everything else. In the gun industry and in the movement, in the self-defense movement, women are the fastest growing segment of gun buyers out there. So are the TV executives just not aware that, you know, this is a demographic that is growing and is not going, they're not interested in watching you strut around and model something. They want to see you shoot.
You know, I honestly, that's a tough question to answer, because I've had some very serious conversations with some very serious, you know, people on networks about things, and they're just, a lot of the decision makers are kind of stuck in the past.
Right.
And they're very old school, you know, and that's worked for them in the past, and they're afraid to change. People are afraid to make a positive change. The change that I'm asking to be made is not a negative one. I feel that manufacturers, networks, they're all missing the mark. You know, they're really missing that mark on on the females in this industry. And it's really tough to sit back and watch because I struggle with this every day. I just clench my teeth. I'm like, gosh, you know what? I just want to shake somebody and be like, just do this. Just come on, let's go. This is going to work. And they're just too afraid. They're just too stuck with what's been working. And it's not working anymore. I mean, the millennials are the new buyers. They're the new people to market to. And
right.
Nobody's capitalizing on that. And it sucks. It's really tough to just watch because I'm trying to help the industry. I really want to do more when it comes to the females in this industry. And you've got some really strong females already in this industry that I know they still have the daily struggles that I'm talking about. You know, you got top shooters that still have to go out and prove themselves, and you get the old school guys that don't want to hear from a woman. I've heard that more than enough. You know, I go to SHOT Show, people don't talk to me, they talk to me and to the men around me. It's always fun.
Yeah. I don't necessarily look at it that way. From a political standpoint, I see the strength in looking at the women, the gun buyers, the female gun buyers out there. It's the most persuasive of arguments that they be armed, that they be trained, that they be told the truth about certain things. Like item number one, they can shoot any gun I can. It becomes a matter of, you know, there's a bit of familiarization that has to go with that, a little bit of practice and everything. But at the end of the day, women are better students. They're better shots, you know. Just because
they shoot better than men.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when I go to a class, I slide back into my Sonny Crockett persona. I imagine myself in a white linen jacket and espadrilles just getting out of a Ferrari, and I'm going to shoot something and smoke a Marlboro after I'm done. So that's what I think about. But, I mean, I for the industry at large, you know, there's a lot of people in the industry that they'll get up there and say, well, I don't like to get into politics. But the problem is politics are really, really interested in them. And for those that don't get into politics and everything, they're sort of missing the boat. But I see women and guns as the built-in fastest way to solve the issue, because women do a really good job defending themselves with guns. I mean, right after the police chief in Detroit got out there, and you know, when they were in bankruptcy, which I think they're still sort of in bankruptcy. Women and guns, the black women and guns, they got out there and embraced that full on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some masterful female gunfighters that actually have a few notches on the butt of their gun in Detroit right now that, you know, they're like any other armed citizen. They know when to turn it on. They know when to turn it off. So.
Yep. Women have a strong influence on deciding, you know, guns in the house and things like that with their spouse and teaching their kids. I mean, I really think it's in the industry's best interest to get more women involved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's only so many things they can do for us. Now, the other thing that I see with women is that it's becoming its own cottage industry as far as the way they carry, the way women carry. I mean, there's so many more ways for a woman to carry a gun than there is for a guy. I've got the inside-the-waistband holster, and I've got the outside-the-waistband holster. And that's my choices, you know. Mm-hmm. Women have so many other different ways they can, you know, women, they've got a way for women to carry with a dress on. They got a way for women to carry with their purse. They got a way for women to carry with their bra, with garter belts. I don't know how well any of those ways work.
I was going to say, I don't know about the, you know, I'm not ripping on anybody by any means, but the bra thing.
Yeah.
Kind of, I mean, that's, you're reaching in, like, up and in your shirt. It's not the most effective way. I wouldn't recommend that being the first, but if I had to choose between carrying a gun in my bra or not carrying, I'll be carrying one in my bra. You better believe it.
Well, the thing about that is I keep thinking about the distraction, like for the guy saying, give me your money, and you're like, you start pulling up your shirt, and he's like,
hold on, let me get my shirt.
Let me hang on a minute. I got a show coming up. Then all of a sudden he's looking down a barrel, and it's probably going to be a small barrel, but in his view, it looks like a drainage pipe.
Right.
So, but it, they have a few inherent flaws, I know, in the design and everything. But nonetheless, the women in the gun industry, there's concealed carry fashion shows now and all this other stuff. I see people making concealed carry yoga pants, concealed carry yep. yoga shorts. I see all this stuff being made. So the industry is beginning to sort of cater to women. And I guess it's just that media has to catch up to the industry.
Exactly. Okay. Well, and the other thing, too, is what's great about that, like with you're talking with the yoga pants and things like that, is I don't want to have to adjust my wardrobe to what I'm carrying. Because
right.
I live and breathe in yoga pants and a sweatshirt. Like, that's kind of how I dress on a daily basis.
It's just me.
And so to be able to carry a pistol in my yoga pants and still be able to wear them, to me, that's like the greatest invention on earth. And the other thing that I like is, excuse me, I have, nobody knows this.
Well, make it quick. We're about to run out of time. Make it quick.
Oh, sorry. Another thing, Crossbreed holsters, they make great things for purses.
But right.
Like I have a Coach bag. I can carry whatever gun I want in that bag with that holster set. It's outstanding. I don't have to have a gun purse. So I can carry my own purses with those holsters. They're pretty amazing.
Well, we'll be getting back in touch, you and I. We'll be talking soon. We already talked about that. But the Jessica Project is full and in full effect. Thank you for joining me. Have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you. You as well.
I'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the drugs and all the wisdom he shared.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.